Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone.
Good morning, Journey of You family. How are you all doing today? So, as we sit and talk this week, I want you to think about how often you look at the things in your life that are a problem or that aren't going exactly the way you'd like it to, or not going as planned. And it feels like it's like this big and it's like the only thing in front of you. It's hard for you to focus on anything else or see anything else because this problem seems like a whole mountain. Well, in a conversation today, I was talking about the start of a new chapter in my life. And the person remarked that every day of life is a blessing. I agreed, of course, reiterating that's why today is called the present, because it's a gift. But then their next comment, I found it to be very powerful. They said, "We can all fill a cup with our problems. That would be very easy to do. I'm sure you all agree. But when we stop and list the blessings, that is an overflowing well." I was like, wait, 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 say that again. So I'm going to say it for you again. We can all fill a cup with our problems. That's pretty easy to do. When we stop and list out our blessings, that is an overflowing well. It's pretty powerful when you think about it. We could focus on the problems, which naturally magnifies and makes them seem bigger than what they really are. Or we could take a deep breath. We could remember that God is our every breath. We couldn't take not one of them without Him. Each beat of our heart, every footstep, every handwritten note or keystroke on the keyboard, every musical sound, every action, everything stemming from our brain that tells the rest of our body what to do. Driving in the car, riding a bike, reading, sight, taste, sound, smell, touch, sunshine, sunrise, sunset, rainbows, food, shelter, provision, intelligence, talent, gifts, all given by God. None of it is our own doing. Life itself is a miracle, and it can vanish in but a vapor. So today, no matter what hellacious things are going on in your life, no matter what problems you may be facing that seem insurmountable or overwhelming or unbearable, elevate the level of your perspective and assess all of the good things God has done or is currently doing or will still do in your lifetime. You know, I've got 42 years of history, 42 years of receipts from God showing up in my life. And that's only the ones that I know about and can name. But what about all the times that He kept me, protected me, saved me, watched over me, and sheltered me? And I didn't even know it. What about you? I want to read a portion of Psalm 23. Actually, I'm going to read the whole thing to you. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I know that the enemy makes you feel like you can't keep going or like it's just too hard. But I promise that God's got you. It's always spiritual warfare. Always. You already have the victory. So don't quit. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Gird your loins and fight. Fight back. There's this song that I listen to that's really on my heart right now that says, I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. Stand. Let God's blessing overtake you. Look for them big and small. Value and appreciate them. Keep your focus on God. He's bigger than the problems. His well never runs dry. And he's not surprised by the things that happen in your life, even when it surprises you or takes you by storm or catches you off guard. None of that catches him off guard. He already knew it was coming. He was already behind the scenes preparing and making a way for you, even when you didn't know that he was. Like I mentioned a few minutes ago of like, I have a lot of receipts of things God has done for the ones that I know. But what about those times that I didn't know? That maybe I was upset because I was running behind or I was stuck in traffic, but something was happening ahead that he was preventing me from being at that specific intersection at that specific time so that I could make it home. How many times are we upset about that? Or something didn't happen at the time we thought it was going to, and we're fussing, or it's the only thing we can see in front of us is that major problem or hurdle or obstacle. But we're not zooming out and looking at the vastness and greatness of God, who could overcome any of those things with just a snap of his fingers. He could breathe on it and the whole thing changes. So today, instead of focusing on the cup of problems in your life, zoom out and focus on the well of blessings in your life that completely overshadow the problems, the hurt, the pain, or the negative. Focus on the well of blessings rather than the cup of problems. Let that be your motto every day this week. And the more and more that you focus on the blessings, the more of them you'll see. Because what you think about and focus on is what magnifies. Imagine if you magnify the blessings in your life. How much smaller those problems will seem. Not that they hurt any less, not that they're minuscule or don't matter. I'm not saying that at all. But you'll be able to keep it in the proper perspective and not allow it to overtake you or keep you from focusing on the things that God's called you to do. You'll still be able to keep functioning in the regular everyday life, in addition or in spite of those problems that you're walking through, because you're walking through them. They aren't going to take you out. They aren't going to end you. They aren't going to be able to overcome you. You can walk through them because God is with you. And when you zoom out and see all of the well of blessings that he has in your life, you can keep in perspective those problems and know that your God is bigger and that he's got you and that he's going to work it out for your good. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for proper perspectives. We thank you for the well of blessings in our lives that sometimes is hard for us to see because we're so focused on the cup full of the problems in our lives. Thank you that you're greater than the problems. Thank you that you're greater than everything, Lord, that you've already got the victory. And because of that, we fight from victory and not for victory. Thank you, Father, for being with us every step of the way and walking through it with us, even when it is hard or the problems do seem insurmountable and out of our control or something that we can't fix, which most often we can't, but you can. So we thank you that we can rest in and trust in you, Lord, to lead and guide us in the directions that you want us to go and to protect us, Father, so that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you for each and every person listening, Father, that feels like their problems are so much bigger, Lord, but nothing is bigger than or greater than you. Help them to remember that, Lord, to look up, Father, to elevate the level of their perspective and see their problems in relation to you and know that you've got them covered, Father, that you weren't surprised by any of the situations in their life, and that you're going to walk them through each and every step. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Remember, problems are going to come. That's inevitable. We all will have that scripture tell us that even Jesus, when he walked the earth, faced a lot of problems, but he always took it back to prayer and his Father. And we've got to do the same and trust in God to walk us through each of those things because he is greater. He's already one. So all we've got to do is own and embrace that who he called us to be in him as his sons and daughters and walk it out. I pray that you be blessed this week. This is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbennis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.